His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A 75-year-old Red Hook woman was killed, two other people hurt in a three-car crash on Route 9G on Sunday, according to New York State Police. 54-year-old Saugerties man was driving his truck north on 9G Sunday morning when he entered the southbound lane, striking two vehicles that were slowing down for a red light at the West Market Street intersection. According to police, he first struck a car head-on and then collided with another car behind it. The driver of the Prius, Cheryl Griffin, 75, of Red Hook, was pronounced dead at the scene by Dutchess County Medical Examiner. The Saugerties man taken to Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck by Northern Dutchess paramedics, while the driver of the Elantra, who was not further identified by police, was taken to Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie by the Tivoli Fire Department. Police said both had non-life-threatening injuries. Their investigation is ongoing. COVID-19 is pounding the state of Connecticut. Nearly 600 in the hospital as of yesterday. The infection and death rates also continue to climb as the virus is surging again throughout Connecticut in a second major outbreak. State health officials yesterday recorded 1,574 new cases based on the results of 36,814 tests. That represented a positive test rate of nearly 4.8%. Thanksgiving is just over 2 weeks away, and with most states having increased coronavirus cases, health officials in Connecticut are urging families not to travel. Some people are already on the road traveling to their Thanksgiving destination. Connecticut is suggesting families and friends hunker down and celebrate with their immediate family members and not extend gatherings. Out-of-state visitors are asked to fill out a Connecticut travel health form, but many who spoke to media said they don't plan on traveling. Some asked if they asked to travel out-of-state, if they have to get tested before coming back. Connecticut requires people traveling out-of-state for more than 24 hours to get tested at least 72 hours before arriving back in Connecticut, or quarantine for 14 days when they return home. Also, anybody flying into Bradley International Airport must fill out a travel health form. If they don't, they could face a penalty. In Berkshire County, 50 new daily cases have been reported. The Department of Public Health said 37 new deaths were reported in Massachusetts, pushing the statewide total to almost 10,000 deaths, including those listed as probably caused by COVID-19, is 10,222. Confirmed cases rose more than 2,400 to 172,471. Kinderhook, New York, is making waves again while being blasted by the New York Times with the latest stunt from Columbia County Morning News on Facebook. The town is claiming the newest art installation is a sign violating the town code and is charging the gallery $200 a day for the violation. They are also claiming it is a, quote, fire hazard, which the artist does not agree with. The town leadership is clearly trying to police what's acceptable, according to media reports. More on this story on Facebook.com, Columbia County NY Citizens Action Network. And the Trump administration is planning a large car parade and pizza and barbecue party afterwards in Dutchess County. With COVID-19 hitting a high of 2.6 positivity rate yesterday and a 7-day rolling average at 2%, people are still expected to attend. It all depends what the governor will be and also what the county government will say on that rally. The Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting at 10:30 in the morning. Also, the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. The town of Northeast has given notice that the town board will meet and review a budget, hold a public hearing, the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, at 7:30. At that hearing, any person can be heard in favor or against the budget or for any item or items therein contained. Medicare open enrollment session is happening on November 13th at Sharon Town Hall with Social Services Director Miriam Jones. It runs from 9 until 3 p.m. Those who want to attend should contact her office at 860-364-1003. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday the 13th, 11 o'clock. It's on Zoom. That Zoom meeting link is available on the web at the Region 1 website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,397.63, the NASDAQ at 11,786.43, and the S&P 500 at 3,572.66. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.